I wanted to have this guest on before 4 o'clock to talk about the organization that he's helping. Let's bring in number 16 from your Chicago Bears. It is Patrick O'Donnell. Patrick, thanks for joining us. How are you, brother?
Hey, what's up, Pete?
Hey,
appreciate you having me on.
I saw your tweet the other day, and I contacted you through Twitter because I Grow Chicago is an organization that is asking for help during the COVID-19 pandemic, and you are helping out this organization. Can you tell us a little bit about I Grow Chicago?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. So I Grow Chicago is a Chicago-based charity. You know, their mission is to grow Inglewood from surviving to thriving through community connection, skill building, and opportunity. So right now they're targeting the elderly and those who need groceries, hot meals, and they're providing internet and laptops for those kids to help finish out their school year.
God, that's great. Now, how can people get involved to help you and help this organization?
So me and Roquan are doing a unique thing where we partnered up with Cameo, which is it's an app on your phone where you can find celebrities, you can find athletes, musicians, actors, actresses, whatever it is. But me and Roquan are on the platform, and we're just creating content from inspirational messages from people on the front lines that are helping out, anything to help brighten somebody's day. So we have, you know, a fee for me, it'd be $20, and for Roquan, he has $50. So every little bit helps to help I Grow Chicago.
Why is the linebacker more than our punter? You've done so much for this football team over the last few years. It seems like your fee should be higher.
You know, I'm going to have to talk with Roquan about that. I don't know. All-American Bulldog, right? The guy from UGA.
But, right.
I'm not too sure. I just wanted to have everybody have an opportunity so, you know, talk face-to-face or through the phone or whatnot. So, you know, there was no nothing too expensive for anybody to help donate.
The Bears had a press conference the other day. Did you hear about all the details? Of course, you know, you signed the new players like Jimmy Graham at tight end. You picked up Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. Sounds like there's going to be competition for the quarterback position. You keep up with all that in the offseason, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I've been keeping up with all this stuff on Twitter, hearing things, you know, through all the social media outlets and whatnot. But you know, from the regard of the quarterback situation, I think there's two great quarterbacks that we now have in our locker room, and you know, whatever happens, happens, and that's up to Coach Nags to figure that out along with Ryan Pace. So I know they'll get it right.
How are you working out right now?
So I feel like I was ahead of the curve here. I built a little garage gym here in my place in South Florida. You know, so this was all before the whole quarantine thing happened, so I was lucky enough where I could get a couple things in there and kind of keep on the same schedule that, you know, April entails for us athletes here.
I love it, man. We're pressed for time. We got news coming up. I appreciate your time. We'll get the word out so you can raise money for igrowchicago.org, and we'll talk to you very, very soon, okay?
All right, Pete. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. That is Patrick O'Donnell, our punter for your Chicago Bears.